$10 made by my wife. So I would keep them bleached, and of course I got some made out of chicks, you know. And I just put my arms on them and tie them in the back, you know, and they just sleep as they're low neck. They're hotter than the other kind. And they're wearing them when they're home because they're too hot. Unless I come in from church on Sunday. Don't get the sun twisted.
What about this thing that, you know, that I might call that an ink?
Anything.
And if you want to make sure the baby's diapers don't fall off, you have to use a...
Diaper bands.
Call those the ones that you know, that's, don't stick yourself with.
Yeah. Safety bands.
What, talk about clothes and things like that. What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of? You got the...
A coat and vest and trousers. Pants.
Pants and trousers, same thing? Mm-hmm. Well, what about, you know, those things that your husband was wearing today?
Overalls. Yeah. He's always wore overalls. When he first married, he wore khakis, so... He wears his overalls. Can't hardly get them out of...
Are those overalls, do you usually buy them in a store, or...?
Buy them in a store.
You don't make them at home?
No, I never make overalls.
You ever hear of anybody making
them at home? Well, yeah, I have for little children, but for men... My daughter made her husband a whole suit of clothes, but she's a real good seamstress, but I don't think she's ever made any overalls.
Does your husband have any trouble about his clothes? Do they usually fit him pretty well from year to year, or does he have to?
He stays about the same size. I buy him overalls in the fall of the year, about four or five suits, and he wears them in the winter months because they're thick and warm. And then the next summer, he wears them out. And every October, September, October, when the weather gets cool, I buy a new batch, and we just discard those. And see, this time of year they're getting pretty faded. And winter months he has them when they're new.
Let me ask you about this expression. So, you know, sometimes when a young boy is playing around, he likes to stick things in his pocket, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And before long he'll have so much in his pocket that you say his pockets are
budging.
Tell you, folks, you probably know a lot about this, but when a young girl is getting ready to go out somewhere, you know, with boys at night, she likes to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Yeah, crimping.
Say she's crimping. Well, you know, if a boy is really doing the same thing, you know, if he's getting ready to go out and he's, you know, spending a good bit of time in front of the mirror, what would you say he was doing?
I don't know. I guess you'd say he was cracking too.
Pretty bad about that.
Yeah.
What about, you know, the thing that women carry all their things around?
Purse. Pocketbook.
What about the small one, you know, that you keep your change?
Billfold. Corn purse.
That's the thing that's a little class?
Yeah.
Or say, you know, these things that women like to wear around the wrist, the lips,
bracelets,
around the neck,
beads and pearls, necklace.
What about these things, you know, that a man wears to hold up his pants?
Suspenders. My daddy used to wear suspenders. Necklace and a belt around the arm.
Well, those things usually kind of plain looking, or with a fancy...
Well, you can get them striped, you know, and all fancy though. Striped
category?
Yeah, striped category.
Have you ever heard suspenders called anything besides?